The word Windrush in the year 2020 is a byword for national scandal and shame. Along the routes of my London music tours, it means calypso music and the sound of the great melting pot that is our glorious city. My name's Adam, and this is my short celebration of calypso.
I'm on the South Bank, along the route of the Somewhere Else London Walk. I'm actually in the Royal Festival Hall here. The Festival of Britain in 1951, celebrating the end of the Second World War, a tonic for the nation, described thus by Herbert Morrison, the Deputy Prime Minister of the day in Clement Attlee's Labour administration. 6 years after the end of the Second World War, the Festival of Britain, the symmetry in 1951, echoing, chiming with 1851 and the great exhibition of that year. The Festival Hall, the only permanent structure of the Festival of Britain, remains an internationally famous music venue. The Festival of Britain was opened by what else? Elgar. We can only open a Festival of Britain with Elgar. But it's not just Elgar on the South Bank here. The Festival of Britain in 1951 was the place where many British people first became familiar with calypso music, the sound of Trinidad. And king of the calypsonians is surely Lord Kitchener. Kitch arrived here in 1948, in June of that year, aboard the famous SS Empire Windrush. With a microphone stuck up his nose and the Pathé news crew waiting by attentively, the question is begged, "How do you find England, Kitch?" He's only been here for a matter of seconds, it would seem, but his reply, "London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City." It seems that he's extemporised the tune on the spot, and it's a glorious newsreel moment. But the truth is, Kitchener had been working on the song, on the ship, on the way here. Ever the show business pro, he arrived on the gangplank, fully formed with an act ready. Kitchener soon records the song, "London is the Place for Me," and it's the title track on a compilation CD, "London is the Place for Me." Kitchener, alongside Young Tiger and Lord Beginner and Lord Invader and Mighty Terror, giving us musical postcards to the folks back home. Kitchener delivers "London is the Place for Me" with infectious joy, observing that the English people are very much sociable, which is very nice of him. While his fellow calypsonian, Lord Beginner, gives us a tale of racial harmony in mix-up matrimony, a social comment song about interracial marriage. It's not all plain sailing, though, for the immigrant experience. "My Landlady," also by Lord Kitchener, is a story of a rather rude and intrusive and greedy-sounding landlady who pokes her nose into Kitchener's business.
"In my affair, she likes to intrude. My landlady's too rude. In my affair, she likes to intrude. 5 o'clock in the morning, the landlady is peeping. No, it isn't fair, this persecution I got to bear. And every Monday,
Mr. Give me rent.
All that I try, I cannot prevent."
The songs are never anything less than very jolly, certainly in tone, even when the subject matter is dealing with the difficulties of the immigrant experience. And as snapshots of that experience, these songs are priceless to us. In the pageant of black music, these songs are equally important. Calypso begats ska, and ska evolves into reggae. And in a very British context, the influence of the calypsonians can be found dotted around the landscape of British popular music. The Kinks, for example, Madness, Jules Holland. We can hear the influence of calypso on all of these quintessentially London acts.
London is the place for me. London, this lovely city.